I don't think we should rush to judgment. There's a Guardian story here about the assistant editor who has been suspended and there are investigations going on. I'm sure the truth will out and I'm sure the police will be putting all the resources they need to in order to make sure this is investigated. There has been discussion in recent months about whether an independent review is going to be needed. But first of all, let's let the police do their work. But look, the fact is, the assistant editor to Andy Coulson is now being suspended. Increasingly, it's getting closer and closer to the former editor of the News of the World, Mr. Coulson. And it does raise a very substantial question about David Cameron's judgment. How can the head of media in Number 10 be somebody who is under such suspicion that he was involved in illegal activity?
Do you think there should be a review of the police conduct?
Well, I don't think there should be a review of the police conduct. I think the police need to put all the resources necessary into these new investigations, which are happening because of disclosure of individuals who are bringing court cases. As I said, as more information comes out, it's getting closer and closer to Mr. Coulson. It may be that Sir Paul Stevenson will decide that an independent review or an HMRC review is the best next step. Let him decide that in the first instance. But look, the more we see of this matter, the more it looks very murky. And it does raise a real question. What is David Cameron doing keeping Andy Coulson in Number 10?